welcome to another episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, episode 67. If you are a new listener to this podcast, welcome. I'm Craig.
I'm not Craig, I'm Reza.
This is not Craig next to me, and we're going to help you take your English to the next level. With over 40 years of teaching experience between us, we'll help you improve your grammar, improve your vocabulary, and improve your pronunciation. In this episode, common mistakes made by Spanish speakers. But first, some listener feedback. A huge thank you to Sara Jarabo, who has become a patron of our show on patreon.com. Thank you, Sara.
Thank you very much, Sara.
We really appreciate it. And the money you're donating on Patreon is going to hopefully get some episode transcriptions for you, a full transcription of every podcast episode we do. You can support us at www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Inglés podcast. And thank you to all our sponsors on Patreon, Mamen, Cory, Sara, and Manuel. We have a question, Reza, from Olga from Sevilla. Una duda que tengo es el significado de qué. Normalmente significa what. Pero en la frase qué barato se escribe con that's. That's cheap. Mm-hmm. Olga says, why? ¿Por qué? Mm-hmm. What do you think, Reza? Can we help her?
Well, yeah, que, the word que in Spanish, it has to be translated flexibly. For example, if you sign up to become a sponsor on Patreon, $1 a month, you probably think, que barato, $1 a month. You think, how cheap? Or that's cheap.
Yeah.
So you can translate the que there in que barato as how cheap or that's cheap. Let's say that que appears in Spanish in a lot of fixed expressions. That's just the way it is. Que barato. Que plus an adjective. Que cara. But in English, maybe the fixed expression is done in a different way. What if you met a person who, for example, asked to borrow £20 from you, you've never met before? You just think, que cara tiene ese? How would you translate that?
I would say, what a cheek, or how cheeky, or what a liberty. Mm-hmm. He's taking a liberty.
Yeah.
Or cheek. What's cheek in Spanish?
Cara.
Cara.
Que cara. Or jeta as yeah. Well.
So,
or morro. They say in Valencia a lot. Que morro.
Que morro, yeah. So yeah, I'd say, what a cheek.
Or how cheeky.
Yeah. Or how cheeky.
So look, it's a similar construction. Que barato is que plus an adjective. And que cara is que plus a noun, sustantivo. So depending, que barato is how cheap or that's cheap. That is cheap. But que cara, cara, una cara, noun, you can also use how cheeky, but cheeky is an adjective in English. Or you can say what a cheek. So really, it depends on each expression. The word que, I would say, has no fixed translation.
Yeah, it's quite tricky. It's quite difficult. There's the expression ¿qué hora es?
Yeah.
What time is it? Mm-hmm. So it sometimes translates to what? ¿Qué es eso? What's that? But sometimes it can be translated as how or that in specific expressions. Mm-hmm. As you said, Reza, ¿qué barato? That's cheap, or how cheap. There's how fantastic, how wonderful, that's amazing. That's terrible. How frustrating. All of these expressions with how and that you would translate as with que in Spanish.
I can think of a few which I find absolutely impossible to translate the word que. Que aproveche, sorry.
Yeah, well, we don't actually have an expression in English. We'd use the French bon appétit.
Bon appétit. I suppose you could say enjoy your meal, though. Some people say enjoy your meal, but que aproveche, that que has no translation that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about que te vaya bien? When you say goodbye to someone, goodbye, adiós, que te vaya bien.
Take care.
Take care, or hope it all goes well or something like that, or good luck to you.
Yeah.
But to translate that word que, you can't really do it, can you?
No.
Or here's one. Can I put this in, Craig? I'm not sure. Que te den. Yes. Que te den means when you've had an argument or a disagreement with someone and you say in Spanish, que te den, in English, like, well, I wish you ill. Although in modern English, we might say it a different way with a word beginning with F.
We'd say, go f*** yourself.
Oh, he said it. He said it.
So it's true. It's true, Olga, that quite often you will get into problems if you try to translate directly from Spanish to English, especially with these fixed expressions. It isn't always possible to translate from literally from Spanish to English. So we suggest that you learn this expression separately. For example, what's tengo 20 años in English?
I am 20 years old.
It's not I have, is it?
No.
So where you can't literally translate, it gets dangerous when you get to a certain level in English. If you say, vamos a tomar una cerveza,
but vamos a
how would you say that?
Vamos
a tomar una cerveza. Would you say, let's go and take a beer?
No, let's go and have a beer.
Yeah, let's go for a beer or let's have a beer. So again, it's not a direct literal translation. Here's some more. Tengo hambre or tengo sueño.
I'm hungry or I'm sleepy. It's the verb to be in English.
Perdí el autobús.
I missed the bus.
Not I lost.
Not I lost, no.
Yeah, so it's normal, it's quite normal and understandable to translate when you first start learning a language. But try to stop doing it as soon as possible and start thinking in English. Reza, why don't you tell our listeners about something you like?
Well, italki.com have recently agreed to sponsor us. And we're very happy because it's a place on internet where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at low cost, which we think is ideal for our listeners. You don't need any software, you don't need any apps. It's a very human connection. It's very effective and it's very personalized because you choose the speaker yourself and you choose when you want to do it. There's no fixed timetable. So it's a very fast way to become fluent. Obviously, you need to get the right teacher for you. So you can change teacher as often as you like until you find the right one for you. What's more, if you are a listener of Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig, Italki will give you 100 free Italki credits when you sign up for their paid service. So you buy 100 and they give you 100 free. That means more or less one free lesson. To find out more, go to inglespodcast.com/italki. I-T-A-L-K-I, Italki. Craig and I want to thank Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig. And we hope you will get some great use out of them.
So leading on, continuing from Olga's question, Reza and I, we think it's a good idea to speak a little about some common mistakes made by Spanish speakers because of this translation, direct translation from Spanish to English. What do you think, Reza?
Yeah, let's talk about a few.
Let's rock it.
Can I start by telling you one which I've heard with my own ears in discos and bars and places like that in Dublin, in Ireland? I've heard Spanish, this is years ago, Spanish people come over, people about my age at that time, in my early 20s, yes, a very long time ago. In my early 20s, and I heard Spanish people...
That was
people,
when Saturday Night Fever was popular, Greece.
Greece is the word. When people about my age at that time in their early 20s wanted to impress other people of the opposite sex. So I heard something very funny, a classic and very funny mistake. In a bar, in a disco, after a pint or two of Guinness, perhaps a Spanish fellow... Un tío español might have said to one of the local Irish girls, trying to impress her, what he wanted to say was, tú me gustas. but I'm afraid he said, you like me.
Instead of, I like you.
I like you, which is a very amusing mistake, because talk about being big-headed, talk about being cocky. It does not impress. What he wanted to say was that the girl impressed him. So he wanted to say, tú me gustas, but he said the opposite. So tú me gustas is, I like you.
Yeah.
Whereas, you like me is, yo te gusto, which is not a good idea to say to any girl if you're trying to impress her. She won't be impressed.
Right.
It's just a little bit big-headed.
That's a common mistake. but el verbo tener in Spanish is a problem when you translate some expressions, isn't it? Because it doesn't necessarily translate to I have in many expressions. And we said before with tengo hambre o tengo sueño. What about tengo calor? Let me give you some expressions and you say the English, but leave 2 or 3 seconds for our listeners to try before you say it. Mm-hmm. Tengo calor.
I am or I feel hot.
Yeah. Tengo sed.
I am, feel thirsty. I am or feel thirsty.
Be careful of the pronunciation of thirsty. That's often mispronounced by Spanish speakers. Thirsty. I'm thirsty. Ten cuidado.
Be careful.
What about take care? What would take care be? Cuídate? Cuídate.
It's take cuídate. Care. Yeah.
Tienes suerte.
You're lucky.
Tengo frío.
I'm or I feel cold.
Tengo prisa.
I'm in a hurry.
Tengo miedo de o miedo a.
I'm frightened of or I'm afraid of.
Tienes razón.
You're right.
The 3 most useful words in any marriage. Yes, dear, you're right. I'm bored and I'm boring.
Oh, yes, bored and boring. Yes, because it's the same word in Spanish. They're both aburrido.
Yeah.
But in English, we logically distinguish.
So how do listeners know when to say I'm bored and when to say I'm boring? Because many Spanish speakers tell me they're boring and I disagree.
Yeah. Imagine you're watching a film and it's not very good. You say the film is boring, ing. You, watching the film, feel bored. So ing adjectives, they cause a feeling. The film's boring. It causes me to feel bored. So ed is what you experience, what you feel.
So the ed is the passive, you're bored by something.
Bored by the film.
And the adjective ending in ing is the active.
Yeah, the film is boring me.
Lo que te hace. Yeah.
The film is boring me. I am bored by the film. Exactly.
So is this podcast interested or interesting?
I hope people find it interesting.
Me too.
Even exciting.
We hope that our listeners are interested by the podcast. Here's another common mistake, Reza. The people is very kind.
Oh, people are. People is the plural of person.
And there were some mistakes that I, as a teacher, really, really don't like. And I don't know why. There's no explanation. There are some mistakes that I can quite forgive and that are easy on the ear. And there's some mistakes that really annoy me, without any good reason. And the people is one of them. It really annoys me when my students say it. I think because I constantly correct it and it doesn't stick. So,
me too, actually. Me too, Craig. Because I correct it so often.
Yeah. So remember, people are. Do you have any?
Yeah, here's a typical problem. Using for instead of infinitive. For example, in correct English, I brought my books here to help you. To help you. Not for helping. Not for to help. To help you.
Right.
Infinitive of purpose.
That's because the translation, or in Spanish you'd say, he venido para...
I brought my books here. He traído mis libros aquí.
Para ayudarte.
Para ayudarte. Yeah.
So the translation would be for to, but that's wrong in English. That's not correct. So what's the infinitive of purpose?
Infinitive purpose. Why? You simply ask yourself, I brought my books here. Why? Infinitive. To help you.
I took a pen. Why? To write something. I took a chair. Why? To sit down. I opened the door. Why? To go out. It's that infinitive without for that you need to remember, the infinitive of purpose. Why did you do something or take something to, etc.?
Why did you listen to Aprender Inglés con Recique, Craig? To improve my English. That's why.
Why did you come here today?
To podcast with you. Another classic that Spanish people often mix up is when talking about time, the difference between take and last. Now, we already mentioned that take is misused for have food, have a drink, not take, yeah? And another thing then is time. For example, it takes me 40 minutes to get to Craig's house on the bus. It takes me 40 minutes. It takes me. That means 40 minutes is the time needed for that journey. It takes me 40 minutes to get here. Compare that to a podcast lasts about 13 minutes. A podcast usually lasts about 30 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes. That is the duration of the podcast. That's to last, not to take. So to take, time is the time necessary to do it. It takes me 40 minutes to travel here. I need that time. Can't do it any quicker. But a podcast lasts, the duration of the podcast, a podcast lasts between 30 and 40 minutes.
So how long does it take you to prepare the notes for a podcast?
It depends. It usually takes me about half an hour to an hour per episode. It depends. Listeners, we don't like to over-prepare our notes. We like to try and keep it spontaneous. We merely prepare ideas, but we don't write out a script.
Here's another one, Reza. Can you explain me how to use the verb get? Or can you explain me?
Explain to me.
Explain to me or tell me.
Or tell me.
Yeah, so the problem is the verb pattern, the grammar pattern after the verb. So it's can you explain to me? Or can you explain how to use the verb get? Mm-hmm. So what you do not need is the object after the verb explain. So can you tell me? Tell does have the indirect object,
yep.
But explain does not. So again, can you explain how to do something?
Mm-hmm. Talking about the word tell, you said tell plus the object, tell me, yes. A typical mistake, again, for Spanish speakers is tell me and say.
Oh, yes, that's a classic.
Classic,
that's a
classic. You say something and you tell somebody, someone, some person. So tell me is a person. Say the sentence is a thing.
Right.
However, as we have pointed out before, there are some exceptions to that rule. There are certain expressions you have to learn. Tell the truth is a thing. Okay, there are exceptions. Tell the truth, tell a lie, tell a story, tell a joke. Mm-hmm. Okay, they are things. But usually it's tell me, John, Peter, the teacher, it's a person. And it's usually say a thing. Say hello, say goodbye, say what you want.
Or when you're reporting speech, you would use the infinitive. So you'd use the preposition to. So, for example, I said to my boss that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have a person, but only if you add to.
Yeah.
Or I told my boss.
Or I told my boss.
I told my boss equals I said to my boss.
Here's another one. There are much different things to do in my town.
Many different things.
Yeah. And also the S on difference, because in Spanish you'd have the adjective agreeing with the noun. So if the noun is plural, you'd have the S on the adjective, but not in English.
Because so adjectives don't change in English.
Adjectives do not change. There's no inflection on the adjectives. So there are many different things to do, not many difference.
Can't think of any more.
I have one more. I didn't write nothing.
Oh, of course.
Double negatives.
Double negatives don't exist in English, do they?
Yeah. So the correct expression would be I didn't write anything, or I wrote nothing. Can you think of more commonly confused words or expressions or grammar? If you can think of common mistakes, send us an email via the webpage at inglespodcast.com or write directly to Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. Until next week's episode, it's goodbye from me.
And it's cheerio from me.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.